家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天呢，开言英语祝所有的听众，特别是我们一些小听众们，六一儿童节快乐。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
We want to wish you a very happy
Children's Day.
Yeah, Children's Day. 那就像我前面说的，我们的节目呢，有一些是爸爸妈妈带着孩子们一起听，就每次读到这样的用户留言，让我觉得非常的温暖啊。 Like they do this as a family.
It's true, yeah. So there are lots of kids who listen to us that way. There's a lot of kids who also just listen to us by themselves.
My kids also listen to our show.
Oh, yeah?
So Jacob, Aiden, thank you for supporting mommy.
Oh, wow.
Happy Children's Day.
Jacob, Aiden, your mom, let me tell you.
好的，那我们今天的节目呢，就会跟大家分享跟儿童、跟孩子、跟我们快乐的童年时代相关的一些英语。而且啊，当我们看到 Children's Day 儿童节这个词的时候，就英语里面 children child。
When I was young, I was called a child. Really simply, one child, many children.
所以呢，它就是单数和复数的区别啊。而且这个词儿童的单复数呢，还是不规则的变化，不像很多英语词，你就在后面加一个 s， 它就变成 plural， 就变成复数了。
Right, right. The other thing that's very, very important is the pronunciation changes. One child, many children.
Children,
the spelling is the same. C-H-I-L-D. But when we say children, it's not children.
对, so child, children. 前面 Adam 一直举的例子是说很多小孩啊 many children. 其实 more than one, 只要大于一个你就要说比如 two children.
Two children, that's right.
Right? 好的，那诶，这个儿童节 Children's Day,这里的 S 呢，我们不是把 children 后面加一个 S 变成更多的复数。
Right, right. This is a possessive, as in it belongs to the children.
对，就是归属格 Children's Day， 比如 Women， 对吧 ？Women's Day，
Adam's Day，
有吗
？Well， Adam's birthday。
哦，好吧。好的，那这个 Children's Day 呢，在国内是还有很多其他的国家是六月一号，但是在美国和加拿大又不太一样。而且 in China, like the June 1st, 六一儿童节 is a much bigger deal than like Children's Day in the US.
Right.
美国的这个 Children's Day, 六月十三号不太看了 It's not such a huge deal.
It's not, I mean, every day is Children's Day, if you ask many mothers or fathers.
是啦。好，那我们接下来再来看看 child, children, 还有另外一个 childhood 这些词在日常生活中可以怎么用。
Okay, well, this whole time I have been thinking about myself, believe it or not. I didn't have any brothers or sisters, so I was an only child.
Well, I'm also an only child.
No way!
而且很多我这个 generation 的中国人都是 only child.
No way!
Okay, 所以独生子女就可以用Only child 来表达
Right, so if people ask you about your brothers and sisters and you don't have any brothers or sisters, you can just say, I'm an only child. I'm an only child.
所以这很重要。我是一个独生子女，所以英文里面这个 an 不能忘记，对不对？
Right, we don't say I'm only child.
Yeah, I'm an only child. 这里是 an 不是 a, 因为 only o 是元音啊。好，那 child 呢，除了这个 you know, only child 很长常用以外，其他你还会看到很多跟儿童相关的一些概念啊，或者一些服务，对不对
？Right, right. So of course, children grow, children develop. So we often talk about child development.
And it's also a very popular field for people to study and work in.
Right.
One of my friends, she is finishing her degree in child development.
Oh, okay.
对，她以后就想做就是幼儿园老师啊。
Oh, cool.
好，那讲到这个幼儿园啊什么 ，in general， 这个在英语里面我们可以叫它为 child care， right?
Right, child care. Of course, everyone knows children need a lot of care.
Adam, child care care 主要是说是父母爸爸妈妈提供的还是说你把他送去幼儿园托儿所这些、啊
it's a pretty general idea. Like when we talk about child care here, it obviously comes from the parents,、mm. but maybe the discussion is
the government should
pay money for child care.、
Or the government should provide more support.
Right.
For child care, 对吧？以前常常会把下面一个词和 child care 搞混，但是很不一样的。
Right, yes. So you said support just now, and I kind of cringed a little bit. Child care and child support are two very different things.
好，那什么是 child support 呢？
Child support is more like there was a divorce, and somebody, maybe it's the mother, maybe it's the father, needs to pay the other person money.
对，所以千万不要和 child care 搞起来啊。Child support 就是特别 specific, 很具体的一个，就离婚了，然后就有一方的 parent, 他每个月要付这个钱，赡养费是吧？
Right, so...Child support is money.
好，那看完 child 的用法以后 How about let's look at the word 童年 childhood.
Okay, so childhood is a thing. It is an idea. It is a noun.
对，就像我刚刚说的童年、对不对
Right.
但是这个童年这个词呢比如你可以说 did you have a happy childhood?
Right.
童年愉快吗
Right. I had a great childhood. What was your childhood like?But we also use this word with other nouns. So, for example, a childhood memory.
Oh, 对你这个点很好。就 childhood 有的时候后面还会跟另外一个名词。
Right.
所以它就变得有一点点像形容词。
Yeah, it's still a noun, but it does the job of an adjective. We don't need to analyze it too much. We can just listen to a word or a phrase like childhood memory and understand, oh,This is a memory from our childhood.
对，而且它是比较固定的搭配，童年的记忆，童年的回忆。你不能说 child memory 或者 children memory.
My child memory.
对，你一定要说my childhood memory.
Right,
对不
对? right. Or my childhood friends. For example, how many of your childhood friends do you still keep contact with?
How many do you still keep in
contact? Yeah, not a lot.
Not a lot, yeah. For me, actually, not a lot, 但是 three or four of them, we're still WeChat friends. And we do send messages to each other. And I know them back from elementary school, 就小学就在一起. So they're really childhood friends.
Okay. Yeah. I don't keep in contact with that many childhood friends, but actually, even last night, I had a dream about my childhood home.
就是你小时候住的那个家是吧、就那个具体的房子那个 house.
Yeah, I didn't live in one house for my entire childhood. So this phrase is going to mean different things to different people. But generally speaking, it's the place you lived at, you call home.
好的那 childhood、在口语里面我觉得最常看到的可能就是刚刚这几个词、接下来 let's move on to what about 小朋友爱看的电影电影啊，爱听的音乐，爱唱的歌，爱看的书，这个时候我们要用 child, children, 还是 childhood 呢？
Well, you could use children's here, but this might be a good time to talk about a word we haven't really touched on yet.
什么词？
Kids.
Oh, kids. 简单的词。So kids 和 children 其实意思是一样的、
right.
但是 kids 就是更加轻松就不那么正式对吧
Right. For example, when Jenny talks about those little angels, Jacob and Aiden, she doesn't say my children. She always says her kids.
My kids. 就像你问一个人 Do you have any kids?
Yes, exactly.
很口语的、所以讲到这些电影啊儿童电影我们就会说 kids movies?
I...Generally say kids movies, kids books, kids songs.
Yeah. 还有什么麦当劳的那个 kids meal.
Kids meal. Yeah. I was really, really sad when I was 13 years old or however old it was when I could no longer order from the kids menu.
Oh, 因为很多餐厅都有规定就是你超过一个岁数很多时候11岁啊或者13岁你就不能点这个 kids meal.
Right. Now, of course, it's going to depend on how honest the parents are because the parents parent could just say, my kid's 12.
然后很高一米七。
Yeah, that's right, it's like a hamburger.
已经变身了。哦，你讲的这个点吃的东西，我带我小孩去点冰淇淋的时候，他们也有什么 kid size 冰淇淋，就小一点。
Smaller, yeah.
So you also see the word kid size.
Right.
好的，那接下来我们讲了很多单词以后啊，我们跟大家讲讲怎么把 children, kids 用在一个句子里面。我想到了三个非常常用的句子 ，and they all happen to be questions. 一个就是你有孩子吗
？Okay, so do you have any children? Do you have any kids?
所以这里很重要的是我们要用复数啊，
right.
不能说 Do you have any child?
Right.
Do you have any kid?
Right. And even if you said like, Do you have a child? Like that is grammatically.Okay, but it's kind of
a
little strange.
对对
yeah, so do you have any children?
对，所以是不是 do you have any 什么？我们后面基本上都要跟复数。
Basically, yes.
Okay, do you have any books? Do you have any pens?
Or information, water.
或者那个不可数的。好，接下来我觉得常见的一个问题就是问一个大人，一个 grown up or adult 哦，都是成人的意思。就你小时候是什么样子的？
Okay, so what were you like when you were a child?
因为是问他过去的事情，所以我们这里看到的都是一些过去式。
Right, were. What were you like when you were a child?
而且英语里面我们就有一个很重要的语法概念叫时态统一啊。So kids, if you're listening, 特别是这些中学生或者小学高年级，可能这个在学校里面已经学到了，就是 what were you like when you were a child?
Right.
你不能 what were you like when you are a child?
Right. Now, if you think that's too long or there's too many verbs to remember or too many tenses to remember, you can just say, what were you like as a child?
Oh, 把 as 来代替 you were, 是不是? So let me ask you, what were you like as a child?
Fat.
真的吗?
Yeah.
你现在很瘦啊, you're super skinny now.
Super skinny now, yeah.
但你小时候是那种 baby fat, 还是真的是, you know, pretty fat?
It's probably more baby fat. I ate a lot of junk food when I was a kid. So most of my childhood, it was very happy, but a lot of it was just one big sugar bender.
你喜欢吃糖吗?
Oh yeah, just anything sweet, cola.
但我刚刚想问的 is more about your personality. 你是那种比较调皮, you know, were you like naughty? Were you very active? Were you always getting in trouble?
In trouble? No, I was very naughty, but I never got in trouble. I was very lucky.I was bored a lot too, so I think that's why I was naughty.
对，我觉得小孩子特别 because my kids are both boys, right? 真的很容易无聊。
Yeah, yeah, you gotta keep them busy.
I'm so bored. Life is so boring.
Right, yeah.
最后一个问题是送给我们的小听众们的 and I'm sure you guys get this question a lot.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
你长大以后想做什么、我小的时候我们 standard 标准的答案就是 soldier or scientist or for girls teacher or nurse
right,
对
right.
你小时候 what was the standard answer for a Canadian boy?
Oh same thing
也一样的是吗
Yeah you know the builder I think boys go through builder phases
Builder 建筑工人想要造东西、
right. Like Bob the builder was pretty famous yeah scientist I remember thatAstronaut. I wanted to be an astronaut for a while.
我已经不记得我小时候自己真的 you know, 不是那种 standard answer. What I really wanted to be when I grow up, 其实都蛮想 I want to be a princess,
princess
when I grow up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of kids clearly want to be mothers as well. Right? You can tell when they're very young that they're very nurturing, very caring.
有这种 maternal instincts.
Right, so what do you want to be? It doesn't only need to be used to talk about jobs, you can be other things.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，其实每一个人，即使我们长大了以后，心里可能都还住着一些比较小孩子啊。So that little child is kind of always with you, and it's important to keep it, right?
Right, to maintain your childlike wonder.
好，我们今天节目最后就分享几个很好的词啊。第一个是刚刚 Adam 说的 childlike，那这里的 like 不是说你喜欢孩子而 你很像
like children.
是吧？是很像孩子。
Yeah. So like a child. So your heart is like that of a child's.
童心未泯，就是我们说的。哎，那这个和另外一个说一个人比较 childish 幼稚 ，Is there any difference? 是不是一个比较贬义，一个比较褒义？
Yeah, childlike is very positive. Childish is not very positive.
就像中文一样，说一个人童心未泯也是 It's pretty positive.
Right.
Whereas if you say someone is very 很幼稚的
right.
childish， 这个就不太好。
Yeah, I've never heard anyone say that word in a positive
对,
sense.
前面我说我们每个人心里都住一个小孩。 可以怎么讲呢?
We all have an inner child. We need to listen to our inner child or cultivate our inner child.
所以这个 inner 就是 I-N-N-E-R 就是 in 的意思在里面 inside, right?
Inner Mongolia.
哦，对，内蒙，对吧？ 好，那 inner child 我们经常也会说，比如六一儿童节，大人也可以一起庆祝 because you can release your inner child.
Right.
释放自己内心的这个儿童 Halloween. Right.
Halloween in Mongolia.
Yeah. That sounds fun. 另外还有一个词经常把他们说啊，所有的男人都长不大，都很像小孩。
Right. So we also have a phrase, man child.
Oh.
Usually not men saying this word. It's usually women saying this word. But I think men would just think like, oh, that's cool. You got some toys? I got some toys. You know, I got a new car. You got a new TV.
如果我说, oh, he's such a man child. Mm. 你觉得是一个批评还是一个，哦，我觉得他很好啊，他童心未泯。
Oh, it's not positive. But my meaning is like, I don't know what people expect. Like, when I was a child, I thought that every adult knew everything, that, you know, it was somehow very different than being a child. As an adult, I, of course, have come to realize nobody knows what they're doing. Everyone is really just a child, basically.
但没有woman child这个说法。
No, because, you know, women are...
We're so mature.
They mature so fast, right? So guys take, you know, 70 years to mature.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。 不管 you're still a child or you're an adult, 我们都祝大家有一个快乐的六一儿童节。 And we really want to hear from you. What were you like as a child?
That's right. Or if you are Jacob or Aiden, we want to know what is your mommy like at home?
不是，还有就是 if you are a child, what are you like right now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you in the comments section. And happy Children's Day.
Happy Children's Day.